is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by GrowMark, committed to delivering products you need by people you trust. I'm Dustin Huffman. Carbon sequestration pipelines proposed in Iowa continue to generate strong opinions across the state, with supporters and opponents raising questions about economics, land use, and long-term impacts on agriculture. We'll hear more right after this.
Doing business with GrowMark is easy. GrowMark is an agricultural cooperative serving retailers, businesses, other cooperatives, and customers in the U.S. and Canada. GrowMark provides customers with fuels, lubricants, crop nutrients, crop protection products, seed, construction services, equipment, and grain marketing assistance. Additionally, GrowMark provides a host of services for warehousing and logistics, training, and support. Find out more at growmark.com.
We're back with a featured conversation with the Iowa Corn Growers Association and Vice President Knoxville Farmer Steve Kuiper about why the organization supports proposed carbon sequestration pipeline projects and how they see them impacting Iowa agriculture. Steve, tell us from the Iowa Corn Growers Association perspective, what is the thought process there on why this is needed?
So a lot of foreign countries and states like California want a low carbon score fuel. The only way, the best way, I guess, not really the only way, the best way to get Iowa ethanol into those countries or into a state like California is to reduce our carbon score. And the simplest way to do that, the biggest gain would be to sequester the carbon coming off of ethanol plants and put it underground and lower our carbon score.
Tell us why Iowa is a good location and for one of these pipelines, and maybe explain why it has to come through our state to reach its ultimate goal.
Well, Iowa's the top producer of corn-based ethanol in the country. You know, we've got a surplus of grain right now, and commodity markets are in a negative position for farmers' profitability. And so if we can get this carbon pipeline put into place, it'll increase demand for low-carbon fuels and help bolster our farm economy and get rid of this surplus of corn that we have. You know, E15 is great, but with SAF and a lot of the other components that ethanol can go into, we need to lower our carbon score. And just the practices of using cover crops, no-till, and those things don't exclusively get us there. And there's, you know, certain parts of the state where those practices just don't work well for their production. And so, you know, today, you know, Nebraska has their carbon pipeline running, and their margins are increasing because they have an open market to be able to move ethanol pretty much wherever they want to in the world today, because they are the low carbon producer. Indiana, Illinois, and North Dakota also are going to join that group because they can drop that carbon in right by their plant because of the rock strata in their areas. And so if I was left behind, absolute worst case scenario, we could see 75% of our ethanol production go away. And you could take our corn basis today, which is, you know, probably anywhere from 20 to 30 cents under the board, that corn basis could get a lot wider, you know. And there are some states where corn basis is 50, 60 cents under the board. I use like South Dakota as an example or Wisconsin as an example. And so you've got a farm economy that's already struggling. It's just going to make it that much worse.
We'll have more from this featured conversation with Steve Kuiper of the Iowa Corn Growers Association coming up tomorrow. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.